Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the kitchen after a summer of French cooking, out comes a 5-pound tome on the whole darn subject. It's called I Know How to Cook. Clotilde Dussillier, a young Parisian who writes her own food blog, helped translate the book into English. We want to warn you, if you're thinking about Thanksgiving recipes, some of these are not for the squeamish. Clotilde, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Would you please tell us about this rather astonishing book? We weighed it. It's actually 5 pounds, 5 ounces. And I said, gosh, that's more than I weighed when I was born.
That's a great point of reference. So it's a book that was first published in France in 1932, and it was written by a then young home economics teacher named Ginette Mathieu. And it was a book that was meant to accompany the young bride throughout her cooking life.
Clotilde, you know, of course, this summer was the movie Julie and Julia, and it turned Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking into a national bestseller. How would you compare Je sais cuisiner, which translates to I know how to cook, with Mastering the Art of French Cooking, Julia Child's book?
The major difference is in the approach. Ginette Mathieu was a home economics teacher, so she was teaching home cooking to home cooks, whereas Julia Child was taught at the Cordon Bleu, which taught her the professional approach, and she was really trying to translate professional-style recipes for the home cook. So she did simplify things a little bit, but the resulting recipes remain the chef's way of doing things.
We thought we'd take a look at the two books and compare a recipe for ratatouille, the eggplant dish. Both of them have about the same number of ingredients. Child adds parsley, but your cookbook uses less than 50 words for the directions, and she uses about 320.
I think that's a good summary of the difference between the two. I think that Ginette Mathieu's book, you look at the recipe and you feel like you can do this because the instructions are simple and the Julia Child way of doing things is a lot more precise and detailed. So I think they both have their strong points.
When I think of French cooking, I confess that I think often of things like cassoulet or sole meuniere or mousse au chocolat, and you've got some things in here that I think might surprise people. 15 recipes with aspic, 14 for liver, 11 for rabbit, 10 for kidneys, 6 each for tripe and tongue, 5 for heart and sweetbreads, 3 each for eel, sheep's feet and brain, and 1 for woodcock.
I should note that these are all figures out of 1,400 recipes. But it is very much a book that's meant to use as a reference book for the cook. So in the event that you find sweetbreads or heart, Ginette Mathieu's book is probably the only one on your shelf that will give you some indication of what to do with it.
Well, it sounds like a book that is a classic and that people did eat those things at that time. And I'm sure in some parts of France still enjoy these delicacies very much. I mean, you've included it. Are people still eating this in France?
They are. I think it's very much a matter of opportunity. I mean, a French person living in Paris is not going to find game, but they might have the opportunity to stay at a friend's place in the countryside and some guy in the village will have hunted and said, would you like one of those birds? And, you know, you're not going to turn that down. So you would pull out the Ginette Mathieu and any type of ingredient that you would want to work with, she will have guidance to offer.
There's directions here for cleaning a rabbit, and it's very simple. It says, place the rabbit on its back, make a cut from top to bottom, separate the back legs by inserting the knife at the bottom of the saddle, remove the intestines. And I was thinking, would a French home cook understand those directions?
I think a French home cook would probably buy the rabbit from the butchers already cleaned. I think a book that has been published in 1932 is bound to have a few antics, things that are charming in that they remind one of earlier times when you would actually empty your own rabbit. Whether that's charming to you or not, I'll let you decide. But I just find that it's a good reminder of how people used to cook from a historical point of view.
You've got some very lovely recipes on your blog, chocolate and zucchini. Are any of them from this book?
I have not published any recipes from the book on chocolate and zucchini, but I have been cooking from the book. I actually hosted a dinner party for my friends last weekend that was all cooked from the book, so that was fun.
Would you share the menu with us?
I started with gougères, which are the cheese puffs. Mm-hmm. And then there was a rolled lamb shoulder called lamb shoulder Provençal. And it's a very easy dish. And I find the rolling and the tying with string just a fun step. It kind of makes you feel like you're a real cook. And so I served this with mashed potatoes and roasted tomatoes. And then for dessert, we had the light chocolate mousse. It's a chocolate mousse that's only made with egg whites. No cream, no butter, no egg yolks. But
practically
out it
a diet dish.
Exactly.
Just in time for Thanksgiving. Clotilde Dusselier, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. And you've made our mouths water thinking about I Know How to Cook.
Thank you very much for having me.
Clotilde Dusselier is a Parisian blogger who's translated the French cookbook Je sais cuisiner. And you can find the recipes on our website, npr.org.